Kent, it's Drew Baldridge. How's it going?
Drew, it's going good, buddy. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great.
Where are you at right now, buddy?
I'm actually in Nashville right now. I had a couple days off. I just got, yesterday was my first full day back in town since I've been out for 40 days.
Wow.
So yeah, it was nice to be back in Nashville for yesterday, and I'll be here all of today, and I fly back out tomorrow.
Honestly, like, I didn't realize you were out there at the Tortuga Music Festival. You were rocking out out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we were on the main stage with Kelsey Ballerini, Leonard Skinner, and Tim McGraw. I mean, it was a pretty special day, to say the least.
Folks can go to your Facebook and social media and website and everything, but there was a video on there. It looked like it was a windy concert. Was it windy?
Oh yeah, it was. It was really windy. And as the day went on, it got windier. We were lucky that we played where we were at, because when Kelsey took stage, she was getting rained on.
So
we lucked out. We didn't get rained on.
That's a good deal right there. But everybody was so happy just to be at the Tortuga Music Festival. They didn't care if it rained or not.
Oh no, they didn't care. They were just down in their bikinis and swimsuits and swim trunks and having a good time. It was rough.
Yeah. It was a tough gig, but somebody had to go to the beach and do a concert, and you said, okay.
It was hard. It was a hard choice to see if I was going to play it or not.
We are, like, so stoked at Z100, because I just feel like, dude, we have watched you go here, and now with a song like Dance With Ya, and it's getting this national airplay, and things are really escalating quickly. What's life like now after having, like, it's gone nationwide, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's just been really crazy past 6 months. We just signed our record deal in October, and so we haven't even been back. I don't think we've played a show in Southern Illinois since we signed our record deal, so we're excited to come back to, you know, Copper Dragon here on April 28th. But, you know, it's crazy to think we all, you know, started there in Southern Illinois and started writing music, playing lots of shows, and, you know, I couldn't have done it without all the supportive of y'all and all the fans in that area that, you know, when I didn't have nothing going on, they were sending me Facebook messages saying, we believe in you. And I was like, well, I'm glad y'all do. Cause you know, it got scary at times, but you know, now we have a song, Dance With You, that's in the top 50 on Billboard, which is just blows my mind to think, wow, across the country, I have a top 50 song.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just still climbing. It's still going. And it's just a blessing to be where we are at, and you know, I'm really lucky to have the support of my hometown area to be behind me from the very beginning, you know.
Well, and two names that come to my mind in particular here in the Z100 listening area, one Keenan Rice Ann Connor are two of your all-time biggest fans, and I'm sure that they are going to be there in the house on April 28th at Copper Dragon.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Keenan's been great. Me and Keenan, you know, we go way back, played some shows together, and I've sat in with his band. We got it covered, and you know, we've just had a lot of fun making music together. And Ann, she's always been a big fan and sweet, sending me sweet messages on Facebook and things like that. And just, you know, just everybody in that area. I mean, we've came to Copper Dragon a couple of times, and last time we were there, you know, we almost sold it out. And you know, it's going to be really cool to come back there on a Thursday night and to see, you know, who's going to come out and say hey and look down in the crowd and see familiar faces.
I think a lot of people, too, Drew, who may not have been exposed to your music, but they went to Heron Fest Italiana, and then they saw you do your thing before the main act, and we were like, man, that guy can dance, he can sing, you know? And I just heard so many comments there, too. Did you find that you had a lot more comments and things like that after the Heron Fest performance?
Oh, yeah, Heron Fest really boosted us in that. I think I sat in with we got it covered and played a couple songs with them when they did with Justin Moore, you know, 3 years ago. And then the following year, we got to play with Thomas Rhett. And then the year after that, we played our own show.
Yeah.
So, you know, every year that we came back, it kind of grew a little bit. And when we came back and played our own show, it was so cool to, you know, look out in the crowd and see all the people that came out. We were just, my whole band was floored. It was our first headline at a festival, any festival ever. So, to be able to do that and it be in your hometown, it was really special, and that really, you know, escalated our career in that area to be able to say, hey, we're playing Heron Fest, which is the biggest festival in that area.
We are believers here at Z100, obviously, but I know, folks, if you come out Thursday, April 28th at the Copper Dragon, you can see what we're talking about here. You know, Dance With You, we love it, and every time I play the song, I turn the volume up here in the studio and I do a little dance.
Hey, next time you do that, you better videotape it and put it on on Facebook so I can see it. I want to see you dancing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I look like a – it looks somewhat like a wounded albatross.
Nice.
But it's fun. You know, we just need – I'm going to preach for a second because we just need more country songs that are fun. And you deliver the fun on that one right there, brother. Now, did you write that or somebody give that song to you?
No, I did write it. And we have our album that's coming out June 10th, and I wrote every song on the album except two of them.
Okay.
You know, I feel like most of the time when I write the song, I can relate to it more than singing someone else's. But we have I have a song on there that is that I didn't write on that I just fell in love with that I ended up singing, and then another song that's actually just a hymn, a gospel hymn that I grew up singing in church. Me and my dad sang it in church, so I brought my dad in and he sang it with me on my album. My dad and my uncle, which was which is really special. Yeah, really, it's the most special song on the whole album to me. It's just no matter what happens, I'll always have that the rest of my life.
But yeah, what song is it?
It Is Well With My Soul.
Yes, love that song. Well, the thing is this, folks, come and support Drew Baldridge and what he is doing. There's nothing like seeing the hometown crowd at Copper Dragon on Thursday, April 28th. I'm going to have some tickets to give away for the show, but we want you to just be there regardless if you win a ticket or not. It's a Thursday night coming up. Get there to Copper Dragon and check out Drew and the crew.
Awesome. Well, thank you, buddy. Talk at you later.